Let's go. So we're up to the first bracha, Shemoneh Esrei. Okay? Maybe you should get a sitter. Here, I have one here. And coach, you can follow me. Okay. So the name of the first blessing, the first bracha, we got some more chairs here, frames here. Okay, so. So the name of the first bracha is Avos. Okay, the bracha is about. It starts off with Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. Okay, now a few questions on the bracha. The first question: Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu VeElokei Aviseinu. In every single bracha that we make, what's the word after Elokeinu? Every bracha we make, what's the word after Elokeinu? Melech Ha'olam. Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam. Barim Yinei Nezoinus. So Tosfos in the Masechtas Brachos, Daf Mem Tes, Tosfos asks, why doesn't it say Melech Ha'olam over here? Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam. We skip Melech Ha'olam. Where's the Malchus? Right? It doesn't talk about the Melech. Yeah. So Tosfos answers, two answers. The first answer is that if you go back to the end of Ezra Sabbath, to the right before Shemoneh Esrei, it says there that Nosnu Yedidim Zemira is Shiras Tishbrocha is Brochis Vaidois LeMelech Kel Chai V'Kayam. So we already referred to Hashem as Melech beforehand. That's one Teretz in Tosfos, which is a little weird because what does it have to do with this? Right. And then Tosfos says another Gevaldika Teretz. And this is, I think, an introduction to the concept of the Bracha of Avos. Tosfos says, because we're about to say Elokei Avraham, and saying Elokei Avraham replaces the need to say that Hashem is Melech. Melech means king. You don't need to say Hashem is king if you say Hashem is Melech Elokei Avraham. Because Elokei Avraham means Hashem, Avraham, you found Avraham, you found Hashem in the world. So Avraham is the one that declared Hashem as the Melech, essentially. So therefore, by saying Elokei Avraham, you're equating, it's the equivalent of saying Melech Ha'olam. That's what Tosfos says. Because until Avraham came along, no one had declared Hashem as Melech. Avraham is the only one, is the first that declared Hashem as Melech. So by saying Elokeinu, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Avraham, that replaces the need to refer Hashem as Melech. Now, I think that is a good introduction to the concept of the Bracha of Avos. Why do we start with Avos? Why do we start with this? I mean, there's a lot more things that we could talk about. The next Bracha talks about it. The Gevura of Hashem, the power of Hashem to do Tchias HaMesim, to revive the dead. That seems like a lot more powerful. What's the lesson? What are we saying in the Bracha? And why do we start with this Bracha of Avos? Why is it important? So there's a few pshatim. One pshat is that it's the greatest. These three blessings, the first three brachas, are brachas of shvach, are brachas of praise. So the greatest praise is that Avraham Avinu and Yitzchak and Yaakov made you their God. So that's like a shvach to Hashem. That's one pshat, you know, but it's still not such a great, you know, it's still missing because, I mean, why is that the greatest praise? I could think of greater things. So, the answer is like this. We talked about this last time, that there's a few answers, but one is the Mabit. The Mabit in Shar Tfilos, Ois Ches, says the following Gevaldik Pshat. He says that, remember we said last week, that the concept of Tfilos is about our relationship with Hashem. It's not just you're coming to ask. Ask. No, it's about developing the relationship. So when you say, look, this is not a new relationship. You know, this is a relationship that's been here from the Avos. So we're coming off of the relationship that's been developed since the days of the Avos. So therefore, it's a stronger kesher that we have with Hashem. it's a stronger relationship because we didn't come out, we didn't think of it. It's not new. It's an old thing. It's something which is, you know, it's an old business relationship. You go to a guy, you want to make a business deal. Okay, prove yourself. Who are you? Who am I? We've been doing business for the last 60 years. You were my father's partner. We've been doing, our families have been doing business for the last century. Right? It's a whole different thing. As a matter of fact, the Rashi in Az Yosher, in Parashas B'Shalach, says, on the pasuk, it's Perek Tezvav, pasuk Beis, says that Keli ve'anveu, this is my Hashem, Elokei Avi, he's the God of my parents and my father, and I will make him great. So what's Elokei Avi? Rashi says, Loi ani tchilas hakedusha. It doesn't start from me. Ela muchzekes ve'imedes li hakedusha. Ve'elokusoi olai mimei avoisai. It's a stronger kesher when you're not the one that's developing it now for the first time. That's the Mabitz Pshat, which is, you know, it's developing that relationship further. And there's one other thing, and this will go into the explanation of the bracha based on this, is that we can't come. This one's a little deep. Okay, we're gonna go a little deep now. Ready? Un poco deep. Okay. We can't really relate to Hashem fully. Hashem's, like the Nefesh HaChaim says, everything which describes Hashem doesn't really describe Hashem. There's no way for us to really relate to Hashem. It's basically impossible. So, in what way do we have the right or the capability of relating to Hashem? Hashem, you're a Baal Chesed. Who said you're a Baal Chesed? I mean, Hashem is every Midah. So we're going to dive into Hashem's Midah of Chesed? Who are we to determine that Hashem's Midah of Chesed is that we're allowed to dive into that? Maybe Hashem is, Hashem is infinite amount of Midahs and you can't relate to Him. So the way we relate to Hashem is the way we were taught by the Avos to relate to Hashem. And the Avos are the ones that discovered different character traits of Hashem. And they're the ones that taught us to relate to Hashem through those Midos. Okay? So, for example, Elokei Avram, you're the God of Avram. Avram taught us to relate to Hashem as the God of Chesed, of kindness. Hashem, Avram was the, brought out the Midah of Chesed of Hashem, right? When Avram would have guests, and they would say, oh, thank you for the great meal, what would he say? No, it didn't come from me. It came from Hashem. You should thank Hashem for the Chesed that he gave you. Don't thank me. Avram brought out the Midah of Chesed in Hashem. And therefore, we relate to Hashem, his Midas HaChesed, because he's Elokei Avram. Because he was the God that Avram discovered, so to speak. So that's the way we relate to Hashem as Elokei Avraham. Through the Midah of Chesed that Avram brought out to the world. But there's another Midah of Hashem, of justice. Hashem is exact in his justice. Everything is precise. Right? So Yitzchak Avinu, through his Midah of Din and Gvura, Yitzchak brought that Midah out into the world. And he showed people to relate to Hashem through a strict Midah of Din, and you can develop a tremendous closeness to Hashem through the Midah of Din. Because through the tremendous justness of Hashem, the Yashrus, the Tzidkus, the Mishpat, that's the relationship that we relate to Hashem through that. And Yitzchak and Elokei Yitzchak Yaakov is the Midah of the Shlemus, the Emes, that Hashem is neither this or that, it's both. Hashem has the perfect balance of treating of Shlemus, of Emes, that whenever any Midah was needed, Hashem uses the exact Midah necessary. Now is the Midah of Yaakov. So the point of this bracha is an introduction. We're going to now come to you, Hashem, and we're going to ask for things, and we're going to develop, we're going to come to you, we're going to thank you, we're going to ask you, we're going to say certain things. We're coming to you with the Midos that we got from our Avos, through which we can relate to you through these Midos. Is that too deep? Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov is the third one. Well, Yaakov, Chesed and Din together. Yaakov is Emes. It's Tiferes. Tiferes means it's the synthesis. It's the combination of when both come together to the exact right degree. That's what the Emes of Yaakov is that it doesn't. Emes essentially means that there is no outside factor determining anything. It's exactly what needs to be done at that moment. It's the Emes, the Shlemus. Okay, so this is the introductory words. It's a very deep concept. But this is what we're saying. Okay. Now, by the way, why does it say Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov? It could just say Elokei Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. The answer is because each one brought out something, and each one was mechadish on their own. Because you have to remember something. Let me go like this. Why do we say Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu? We should say Elokei Avoseinu and then Elokeinu. Hashem was first the God of our forefathers, then our God. So it should say Elokei Avoseinu first, then Elokeinu. So the answer is that it's true that we have to relate to Hashem the way we were taught from our forefathers. But ultimately, we also have to come to our own relationship with Hashem. And that's a higher level. So we can't just rely on, okay, you know, our parents taught us. No. We have to develop something on our own. That's what the Sefer Dover Shalom says. The Sefer Dover Shalom in the Oitzara Tzfilas Siddur. He says, we have to develop a relationship on our own. So that's Elokeinu. First of all, we have a relationship with you. But we have the relationship in the context that you taught us through Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. That's what it means. So this is the concept. It's a little bit, a deep idea, but I think it's very important.
So, going back a little bit against what we said in the beginning, like us that are bringing, so the reason why you do Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, because they brought out this.
Right, so you're saying, why am I saying Elokeinu?
Right,
So I'm saying is that within that idea, though, I found something that speaks to me. I was mechadish a new thing, but I found the point that speaks to me. You know, there's Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, but I found myself something that speaks to me. I found the place that I can relate to. You know, I'm not mechadish. Okay, Hashem is, you know, a good sense of humor. You know, I'm not being mechadish a new mida, but I for me, chesed works better.
So
you find ourselves that I can relate to, but it's all within the Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Okay, now, so this is the idea of the first bracha. Okay, it's interesting. Now we say like this. We say, Hakel, Hagadol, Hagibor, Vehanoira. Now all these words, great, awesome, large, what does that mean? What are we describing exactly? A 16-wheeler truck? I mean, what are you talking about? So, Hakel means strength. Like we say, Mi Chamoicha Ba'elim Hashem. Hakel is the strength of Hashem. It's the strength in the context of taking care of His creations. That's what Hakel means. That's why in benching, we say, We say hakel a lot of times in benching. In benching, we say ki hu kel zon umefarnes hakol. Right? There's a pasuk in Tehillim that says in Barchi Nafshi, the pasuk says ashoyagim lateref ulevakesh mikel ochlam. That even the lions. Shoyagim, they cry out lakel to Hashem for their food. Kel is the midah of strength to take care of his, you know, take care of his children. So that's the midah of kel. Then there's the midah of gadol. So the mafarshim say that gadol, gibor, and noira are going back to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Gadol is great in chesed. My Rashi in the beginning of Eschanan says that of Eschanan Hashem Meisi Leimar Ata Achilois Laharois Es Avdecha Es God Lacha. Rashi says the midas Tuvcha. Godol is the mid of Chesed of Hashem. It's the greatness of the capacity of the Chesed, because the Chesed of Hashem is really the thing that stands out in the Bria. That's what stands out when you look at the Bria. you should see the chesed of Hashem. If you concentrate at any moment on anything that you see, right? Why is the apple this way? Why are fruits, you know, taste a certain way? You know, like Rabbi Victor Miller always says, you know, like I was just thinking about on Shabbos. My wife bought a watermelon, so I cut the watermelon open. Right? It's unbelievable. It's bright red inside. It tastes delicious. But outside is green and bland. Why? So, because if it would be red on the outside, then all the animals would want to eat it. So, it wouldn't be less for us. So, Hashem made it green on the outside. It looks like another leaf. Like, it doesn't taste good. And inside is red and delicious, and you have to cut open to get it. So, you have to realize that there's something in there, right? But all these things, every single thing, a person can find the greatness of the chesed of Hashem in that. So that's the gadol. The gadol means it's the largest midah that stands out in Hashem. Now gibor, we spoke this out before. Gibor means strength. Now what does it mean Hashem is strong? It means strong to do what? Right? Strong means, like we said last time, to go against the natural flow of things. To go against the natural flow of something. So he said, for example, the midah of gibor, of strength, it describes tchias hameisim. In the next bracha, we say Hashem is gibor tchias hameisim. That's the greatest way to go against teva, right? Obviously, the person's dead, and now you bring him back to life. So gibor is when Hashem uses his midah to go against teva. That's what gibor means. Okay, I'll get back to it in a second, based on the Gemara and Yuma. And Noira is awesome. Noira is Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu said, "Man Noira Hamakom Azeh." He fell asleep, and he said, "Man Noira Hamakom Azeh." This place is awe taking. What is awesome? What does that mean? Awe. That means that there's really no word to describe it. You're just like in awe. When a person, like, he sees something, there's no word to describe it. You're basically just like, you see it, and you're just kind of overtaken by the moment, without the ability to really describe it. So that's Yaakov Avinu's midah of basically, it's not described by either one. It's just a complete shlemus of everything, and that there's no way to really describe it. That's Noya. So that's Yaakov Avinu. Now there's a Gevaldik of Gemara in Yuma that Samech Pesmer Aleph. The Gemara in Yuma says that one of the Amoraim got up to Davin and he said the following. He said, here. Sorry, one moment. So Gevaldik of Gemara says like this. That basically somebody said, the Gemara says like this. That really, we shouldn't, you can't really praise Hashem and use words to praise Hashem. Because if you're praising Hashem, you're really limiting Hashem. So you can't really praise Hashem properly. So frek the Gemara, so why are you allowed to say Akel Agadol Agibor V'Anayra? So the Gemara says because Moshe Rabbeinu said it. Okay? So the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, "B'marav Masahachi, Rav Gidol Amar, Gadol, Shigadlai B'Shem, Hakel Agadol Agibor V'Anayra, V'Hadar of Masi, Matil Dior V'Yishub and Levi, Domer V'Yishub and Levi, Ah. Lama Nikra Shman Anshe Knesset HaGadolah, Shechaziru Atar L'Yayishna." Moshe Rabbeinu said, there's a pasuk in Tvar, Hakel, Hagadol, Hagibor, V'Anayra. So like we said here, Hakel, Hagadol, Hagibor, V'Anayra. Also Yirmiyah. Yirmiyahu was witness to the Korban. So he said, Nochre Mekarkarin V'Heichalon. Goyim are walking around in the Heichal of Hashem. Goyim are walking around. They took over the Beis HaMikdash. Ayei Neira Oysav. He's Neira. Hashem is Neira. Remember, what's Neira? Awesome. It's just, and Yaakov Avinu describes the Beis HaMikdash as Man Neira HaMakom HaZeh. Yaakov Avinu and his Kedusha could not sleep in that place because it was Neira. And what's now going on? The Goyim are sitting there partying. Nora's awesome. So the Avos, Yaakov Avinu was overtaken with the Nora of the place of the Mikdash. She couldn't sleep. But now says Yirmiyah Anavi. Yirmiyah says Hashem is Nora. Hashem is awesome now. Look what's going on. You go to the Makom in the Beit HaMikdash and see what's going on over there. The Goyim are hanging around over there, joking around. That's not Nora. So Yirmiyah said we should not say Nora anymore. We shouldn't say it. Loi Amar Noira, also Daniel, and then Daniel added on, Nochem Mishtabdin Bibano. Not only that, the Yidden are in Golos. The children of Hashem are in Golos. Aye Gvuroisa. So Hashem is not a Gibor anymore. Hashem is a Gibor. Gibor means he goes against the power of the flow. So why are we in Golos now? Why are the Goyim in charge of us? Why are we slaves? So Loi Amar Gibor. If we're in Golos, so Hashem is not a Gibor. So we should take away the word Gibor from Esther. So Daniel took it out. Also Inu, and the Anshik Nes HaGadoyla came along. Va'amru Adarava no Zuhi Gevuras. No, that is the Gvura. The Gvura of Hashem is to allow the Rishoyim to do what to allow the evil people to do what they have to do to teach Klal Yisrael a lesson, even at his own expense. Even though they are on the Makom HaMikdash, no, there's still a Gvura there. The Elohei Neira Oysa, and you know what his Neira is? She'omali Meira Oysa HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not have Yira in the world. Jewish people would have been destroyed by now. You know why the Jewish people are still around? That is a bigger proof. The fact that the Jewish people are still around is a bigger proof to the Nora, to the awesomeness of Hashem, than the feeling that Yaakov Avinu had when he walked onto the Beit HaMikdash and said, "Man Nora HaMakom HaZeh," and he couldn't sleep. And the Goyim don't feel that. Yeah, but if you take a look and you look at the fact that in Golos we're still surviving, that's a proof to that Hashem is Nora. Okay? So you see from here that that's the Midah that we're talking about. The Midah of Gibor is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kleivish Yitzray to allow that whatever goes on in the world has to happen. And he doesn't want it to happen because it takes away the Kavod Shemayim. It takes away the honor of Hashem. But he allows it to happen because we need to learn the lesson. So that's again, that's the Koach of Gvura, to allow it to happen. And the Koach of Noira is that no matter where you go, you see the awesomeness. It's not describable, the amount of Hashkacha Pratis that went goes to producing Klal Yisrael, right? Every day that another day goes by, and Klal Yisrael is steiging and growing. All that growth that the Jewish people are still here, that goes into the Noira of Hashem. So that's part of the undescribable MS that Hashem has in the Hashkacha process of the world. So that's the buildup of this tefillah. So when we're saying Akela Gadol Agibar V'Anoira, the Gemara Numa is saying that's what we're talking about. Those midos of Hashem. Okay. Then now we're expounding on each one of those four words. We're now going to expound because remember the Gemara said that you're not supposed to add on more than those four words. So now we're going to expand on it. We're going to say Kel Elyon. When we said Kel, it doesn't mean just Kel. It's Kel Elyon. Hashem is above all the Chesed. Goymel Chasadim Toivim. We said Avram Avinu is Gadol. It's Goymel Chasadim Toivim. He does great deeds. The Koine HaKoil. And Koine HaKoil means everything is his. That's the din. Everything is his. Everything in the world is his. That's the din of Hashem. That's the Koach of Yitzchak, right? Everything that belongs to God, to Hashem. And he distributes it and he gives it out. The Zoicher Chazdei Avos and Hashem, and this is Yaakov Avinu, that in Golos Hashem remembers about us. Zoicher Chazdei Avos Umevi Goya Livnei V'Neihem. He remembers the Chesed of the Avos. He remembers the Chesed that the Avos did. will make goyal, and he will bring a redeemer, livnei v'neihem, to their children, leman shemoi ba'ahava, for his name. So ultimately, Hashem will never forget about us, and that's that midah of Yit Yaakov, that even in Golos, Hashem doesn't forget about us. So that each one of these is building up on that concept. Now, by the way, there's a little bit of a contradiction here if you're paying close attention, because why does the geula happen? So there's a stira, there's a little contradiction, because first it says zoicher chas de avos, he remembers the chesed of the avos. Then it says umevi goyal livnei v'neim leman shemoi, he brings the goyal for his own sake, because Hashem wants to, you know, ultimately the point of the creation is that people should recognize Hashem. So the geula, Mashiach, is to bring out that point. So it's not in the schus of the avos. It's not in the merit of the avos. It's in the point of it is, it's leman shemoi b'ahava. So is it in the schus of the avos, or is it in leman shemoi b'ahava? So the Mefarshim say that it's a little bit of a contradiction, but there's two options basically. That either will come in the schus of the avos, or will come in our own schus. So it could be either way. Okay? Fine. Now, we don't know which one it's going to be. We're davening for both, but we don't know which one it's going to be. It could be either way. Okay, now we end off the bracha. Melech, Oizer, Umayshia, Umage. So, Melech is the king. What's the difference between Oizer, Hashem helps, Umayshia, he's a salvation? What does salvation mean? Take care of this, yes. Umagen, he protects us. What do these words mean? So the sitter Avnei Elio brings down from the son of the Vilna Gaon a Gevaldik Pshat. I think the Malbim says a very similar thing, and it's very, very, very important. Very sadistic. He says the following. He says that there are three levels of bitachon, and with the three levels of bitachon, there are also three levels of how much Hashem will help us. One level of bitachon is somebody who, you know, they do their thing, and you know, they hope for the best. You know, like, you know, basically, like, Hashem, I know you could help me. You know, I'm a good businessman, so just make sure it goes smooth. But he really thinks he's in charge, right? He's really doing the hishtadlus, you know, but he knows that Hashem could, you know, make it go one way or the other. But it's really, he knows, right? But he really thinks he's in charge. Okay, so for that guy, what's he going to get? He's going to get that much hashkacha pratis. Okay, Hashem says, fine, it'll be up to you. I'll get involved if it's necessary, so to speak. Then there's a person that says, Hashem, I can't do anything without you. I need the full Siyata Deshmaya. Without Siyata Deshmaya, I can't do anything. I'll try my best, but I know that it's only going to work if you get it, if Hashem, it's all up to Hashem. So that person gets a higher level. Because you put yourself entirely in the Rishus of Hashem, Hashem is good. Then there's a person to the point that he's willing to give up his life and say, I have nothing, a zero. I don't exist without Hashem. So for that, Hashem will give him his whole life. So the Avnei Elio says that that's the three levels here. Oizer is Hashem helps you. Okay, listen, Hashem help me. Help means I'm doing it, but help me. Okay, so if you're the type of person that you're doing it yourself, Hashem will help you. Melech Oizer u'moishia. But Hashem, Moishia means I can't really do it. I need you to do it all the way. Moishia is not coming from me at all. It's really, I know that it's all up to Hashem. That's a higher level. That comes from a person that's willing to, you know, understand that they have to do their hishtadlus, but it's ultimately up to Hashem. Magain is a person who's willing to give up everything and say, till Mesiris Nefesh. You know, Hashem, I have nothing. I'm willing to be Moisa Nefesh. I'm willing to give up my life. And Hashem, you'll do it. And that's why we end the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Magen Avram, who is Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu jumped into the fire in Ur Kasdan. He gave up his life to be Ma'abrakal Shemayim. So he reached that level of Magen. That was all up to him. But those are the three levels. It's a beautiful pshat. I think it's Pasha pshat. Melech Oizer Umayshia Umagen. And by the way, this, once you know this, you'll notice it comes up all the time. This Melech Oizer Umayshia. We say it at the end of the davening also, by the way. In the bracha of B'chol HaChayim, when we're thanking Hashem, Hakel Yeshua Seinu, you give us a Yeshua Ve'ezra Seinu. And you are our Oizer. So when you're asking, you ask Hashem, I think that the pshat is when you're asking, you have to be polite. Hashem, be our Oizer, first be our helper, then be our Moshia. Then, you know, do it all the way. But when you're thanking Hashem, you thank Hashem, you are Yeshua Seinu. Really, you are Yeshua all the whole time. Ve'ezra Seinu, you also helped us. But the main thing was you actually did the whole thing yourself. But you see, throughout the davening, is these two things. There's Yeshua, there's Oizer, Oizer, Moshiach, Omagen, and those are the three levels. So, Kapparim, that's the structure of this bracha. So, the structure of the bracha is our relationship to Hashem, is how are we relating to Hashem, through which midos are we relating to Hashem, and then realizing that those midos are what carried us through the galus, continue to carry us through, and every day, we have to interact with Hashem on one of these midos, and ultimately at the end we say, Hashem, you help every person according to their level. Melech Oizer Moshiach Umagen. But this is the bracha of Avram Avinu, and Avram Avinu was Magen Avram. He was the Magen. He was the one that he gave up. He was the highest level of Bitachon. So that's more or less the first bracha. And again, a reminder, like it says in the Shulchan Aruch, that the first bracha, it's crucial to have kavanah in the first bracha, Mishmat Asher, at least the first. So, you know, Mitzvah Shem, we have enough information, we can improve our kavanah and daven with that. Okay.